The Environmental Protection Agency held a public hearing this week to reconsider letting states decide their own vehicle emission standards, and Maryland's Attorney General supports the change. The Trump administration ended the federal Clean Air Act waiver that allowed California and other states to adopt stricter greenhouse gas standards for cars and trucks than federal standards. President Joe Biden is pushing to strike down Trump's rule to reduce emissions that contribute to climate change. Maryland AG Brian Frosch points out Maryland is particularly vulnerable to sea level rise from climate change and says it's urgent that courts let other states adopt California's stricter rules.
The Chesapeake Bay literally runs down the middle of our state. We have more than 3,100 miles of coastline. We have more floods with more damage every year. We need leadership and innovation that California has brought to vehicle emissions for more than half a century.
Maryland received a failing grade for days with high ozone levels in five counties and Baltimore City in 2020, according to the American Lung Association's new State of the Air report. The public comment period on the EPA's review of the Trump-era rule ends July 6, and the agency plans a final decision later that month. Reverend Lennox Yearwood of the nonprofit Hip Hop Caucus notes vehicle emissions are a critical issue for communities of color, often located near highways and transportation hubs. He says the public can't have a conversation about air pollution without considering who bears its biggest burden.
Our cars, our trucks, and buses cause unhealthy air pollution. But this risk isn't shared equally because communities of color are disproportionately exposed to the most dangerous air pollution.
People of color are over 60% more likely to live in a county with unhealthy air than white people, according to the State of the Air report. It also estimates about 135 million Americans, that's more than 4 in 10, live with polluted air. For Maryland News Connection, I'm Diane Bernard.